Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Test, test.
Level check.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate. Oh. Testes 1, 2, 3. Eddie Torres, Esther Textical. Fuck. Shit. God damn it.
Hello, and welcome to the TagCast episode 206.
Seven.
In number seven, 207. And I am one of your hosts,
Jimmy Carl
Gatch.
We don't know what episode it is.
It's episode 207, take two.
You know why? Because we were having some technical difficulties.
We were about 10 minutes in, but that's all right. I mean, we talked about ice cream.
The ice cream truck came, and we went out and ate some ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then we put in some necrophagus.
Yep.
This is episode 7. The song is called 7. Go check those guys out. They're a technical whirlwind of death metal German people.
Is it like classically more classical trained metal?
Yeah, and the drummer just like makes you poop all over yourself.
Wow.
Which is weird. Our little godson did that today. I think he had his first shart because he's totally potty trained. But he came in and said, poop. We're like, all right, you got to go poop. And he goes, I did. We're like, no, you didn't. And he's like, had that weird look on his face like he'd fucked up.
Yeah.
And then we pull it down. And it wasn't like, there wasn't a turd in his shorts. It was just like an outburst. Outburst. That's a fun game.
Yeah, it is. I was telling some kids that work the other day, I said there actually is an age where you turn to where you don't know whether you're going to fart or shit.
Yeah.
And then I looked at Brian and said, what age is that again?
What's your age?
I don't think he liked me insinuating that he knew that age at this point.
Sharts happen.
Yeah, they do.
You could say shit happens, but that does too. But
yeah. The shart's a little bit even more unexpected.
And so I almost sharted myself when I saw Necrophagus, the open for Cannibal Corpse, and they were doing, as you can hear in the background, they were doing like those sweepy classical solos, like in sync with each other. And I know this music's a little heavier than what we normally play, but we like to cover what we were playing, raconteurs. We played some Jimi Hendrix. We're all over the board. Yeah. So thanks for joining us on a hump day today. It's Wednesday. Get out there and
do some humping.
But don't hump dead people. We were talking earlier about how they don't ever say if it's a male or a female.
Yeah, they just say somebody was having
sex with a corpse.
Sex with a dead person. They never say a dead woman or a dead man. So I guess just having sex with a dead person just overrides the importance of whether it was a man or a woman.
Yeah, they don't even mention their sexual orientation. Yeah. It's like, it was a dead lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a lesbian before she died.
You know, and I mean, some people leave their body to science, and maybe some people will leave their body to, like, What I want when I die is I just want to be have my body raped by somebody who wants to be into that.
I wonder if a perverted scientist could take that the wrong way and say, oh, well, they gave their body to science, so yeah. It's mine to do whatever
yeah,
I want.
Well, somebody could just give their body to a scientist who wants to...
I can keep it in a fruit freezer and then just thaw her out every once in a while.
Because, I mean, well, I guess somebody needs to do research on that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The effects of...
What an awesome way to start the show.
It is.
Welcome to Hump Necrophilia Day. Hope you guys had a great Labor Day. I heard some people talking about Labor Day and how one of their friends was so dumb that he thought it was a day for mothers. Because they spend time in labor.
Yeah.
And so let's just give them a day. We already have that day. It's called Mother's Day.
Yeah, speaking of which, I became, for the second time, a great uncle.
That's
and
great.
I'm not just talking about taking them out for ice cream and shit.
You're great. Like Tony the Tiger.
Great.
So congrats to who? A little nephew of yours?
Yeah, Martine and Angie. I don't think they have Facebook pages or anything like that.
Good for them. Good for them. Good job, Martine.
You know, there's my sister is now a grandmother again. Sweet. My mom, a great-grandmother, or a super-grandma, as I called her the other day.
Super.
Super-grandma.
You don't call her great-great, because that's, like, redundant.
It is.
She's a super-grandma.
Great-great.
Speaking of super and great, I had a super great Labor Day weekend, because I got to see my old pal, Bobby Jordan. Hadn't seen him about six years, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to the Vowel Movements podcast, and they're trying to up their game. And they're going to do a once a week for 4 weeks to see if they can pull it off and see if people actually listen. And I was curious of this, you know, where they go 3-4 weeks in between episodes, they would get a lot more downloads on that one episode, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're releasing them 3 times a week now, so people do maybe got some catching up to do.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, man, you know, I mean, we just keep rolling along. It's hard for me to keep up just on listening to them in my own enjoyment, you know.
Yeah,
I
got
some
two or
fun
three.
Laughing at our episodes, too, and going back.
Hills,
you know,
yeah.
I never thought I would be that guy to, like, go back and listen to the episodes and be laughing, but...
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I got to see him, and I only got to visit with him for about an hour, but we walked uptown and checked out Brownsville and re-met his wife, who I'd already met before.
Was Billy Joel up there with his uptown girl?
No, no, but Bobby. Bobby was uptown with his girl. No, actually, it was downtown. I stand corrected. I stand by me corrected. No, but here's the weird thing. Stand By Me was recorded in Brownsville, so she wanted to go up there and check out the bridge and all the things that are in the movie.
Yeah.
And here's the weird thing. Okay, Bobby grew up in Brownsville with me, and Stand By Me was filmed primarily in Brownsville.
Yeah.
Well, parts of it were filmed in Northern California, just happened to be in Paloma's hometown.
Really?
Yeah. So they're like fated
to
be together.
That's
so.
Pretty small world shit right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you know?
So we walked up there and checked it out, and then they had to go, but...
Were they standing by each other?
No, they were standing by me.
Nice.
Back. Yeah, so that was fun. I think they took some pictures. And then I was telling them that I got to see Pajama People. At the Wow Hall, which was an awesome show. If you want to hear the blow-by-blow on that, check out the Zappacast in about 2 weeks after we catch up, because we got some shit
you know what that
stacked up for you.
I hate to interrupt, but the one where they trade up shit. That's irrelevant. But the guy has Tourette's on there, and what it is he hears like these noises. Like the other day, he was hearing these Barter Kings. That's what it's called. But he was hearing these chicken noises, and he's sitting there making this deal. He's gonna trade for like 50 chickens, right? His laptop or something. You know, he's trading a laptop for and. He hears these sounds, and whenever he hears them, he has to repeat them.
Mm.
And so that's what he was doing. It was like the chickens would cluck and he'd
chicken.
Go, quack, 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 follow him, and then he would like have to stop and explain to the guy, I got Tourette's, you know, I mean, if I hear a sound, I just got to repeat it every time I hear it. And so every time you say pajama paper,
it's infectious. Yeah.
I got Tourette's.
There's always something cooking at the cluck of chicken. Bark, 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 bark. Okay. Sorry about that. I got Tourette's. I can't help it. But no, I was telling Bobby that I saw, here it comes, pajama people.
Pajama people.
I was telling him that he was familiar with Frank Zappa and how they always infuse the political things into it. And so they were talking about Clint Eastwood, and I asked Bobby about that, and I told him something about, I turn my blind eye on politics because I don't care about it, and I feel like my vote doesn't count. And he's like, oh, your vote counts. And I was like, yeah, but with the electoral votes in Oregon and this and that, I really don't feel like it does. And, oh, it does. And then I thought, well, let's not talk about that. We got 40 minutes to chat, so let's not talk politics. And but, yeah, Clint Eastwood went whacked out wacky.
He talked to Invisibama.
He was talking. Instead of talking to the hand, he was talking to the chair. That's when you tell someone to sit down. Now talk to the chair.
Do you think that tarnished in his image, though, in the long run, do you think people, if he died like today, people would remember that?
That would be
his movies.
And even I think the people that love Clint Eastwood and his awesome movies are making fun of him because he was being a weirdo.
Yeah.
He was talking to a black president that wasn't there. And just think if some of his old fans from back in the day thought, in 30 years, he's going to be talking to a black president who isn't there. And they're like,
it would be.
They were like, yeah, because there'll never be a black president. He's like, think again. I bet he'll be in for four more years. So are you anti? Maybe you should vote for Obama. He could do your laundry and cook for you. Yeah. He could give you some good health care.
Speaking of dead celebrities,
dead celebs.
We have some. We had Sun Moon.
Sun Young Moon?
Sun Young Moon. Sun Moon, he had both the sun and the moon, and now he has moved on to the ground.
Well, only thing I know about Sun Young Moon is he had many wives.
Yeah, he was a Korean evangelist.
Ah, so that makes it okay to have many wives?
I guess so. He probably, said, okay for me to have many wives, not you so many wives.
You have one wife, not many wife, unless you're Mormon.
Send your extra daughter to me.
Me like Joe Smith. Joseph Smith was prophet, we not make fun of Asian people. I know Asian people think that all white people sound the same anyway. Yep. We talk like this because we're dumb white Americans.
Yes, and we both sound the same.
And there's no way to tell the difference between us because we talk exactly white.
We
and
all
he's
the
not
same.
Even white. He's an Indian.
How
you talk like that?
Hey,
Indian companion.
Hey,
Indian companion.
You ever been to a maze?
Yeah, but they were too racist. They called it a corn maze. It was amazing.
Also, Hal David, you know that guy? Famous songwriter from New York?
Larry's brother?
No. I don't think it could be. I mean,
I don't know Hal David.
Might be the same family.
I don't really trust people with two first names.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, B.J. Thomas. It was B.J. Thomas that got famous, but it was Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, who wrote that song.
That's a weird name.
But he wrote for Dionne Warwick, LL Cool J, 50 Cent, some other silly rappers, Nas.
Well, if he worked with Dionne Warwick, you'd think she would have told him it was coming.
Yeah.
With the Psychic Friends Network. Hey. Hey, Hal. How are you feeling? Because you're going to die. You're going to die tomorrow. Oh, Cleo wasn't part of that.
Well, I know. I remember when she was all the rage. Whatever happened to her? What's she doing now? I bet she didn't see this coming.
No.
Neither did Stevie Wonder.
So, yeah, poor Hal. He was a multimillionaire, I bet, after writing all those hits.
Yeah.
Writing songs for people with weird names like Nas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nas.
No, wait. That's not him. That's Nas. The next guy you're talking about.
Nas?
Old
Sandy's brother, Green Mile Duncan.
Sandy Duncan?
Yeah, her brother.
Have a Triscuit.
Her brother.
Green Mile dude.
Yeah.
The big black dude that wasn't as big as the Clark Duncan.
There it is. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yep. And he wasn't very old, 53.
Yeah, he had a heart attack, I do believe. I don't know what happened.
It was from all those bugs that he sucked up in Green Mile.
Yeah. It wasn't as tragic. Hal David shot himself, I should say.
Oh. Hal Davis?
Hal.
At 91?
Hal.
Hal Davis was 91 and he shot himself?
No, he's only 44.
Hal Davis wasn't 44.
Oh.
You're confusing stuff. Hal Davis was 91.
Oh, I am confusing stuff. He died of a stroke.
Yeah. He stroked his pistol.
Should I cut that out, probably?
No, fuck it. We don't cut shit out.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, it's breaking bad news. We're breaking some bad news for you. People are dying left, right, and center.
So Green Mile, you watch that movie?
I did. I liked it. I read the book before the movie, the books that came out in six little books.
I bought the first one, and then I did not buy the second one.
The second one?
Well, yeah, it came out in installments, right? The Green Mile, wasn't that the little serial one where he released?
It came out
like,
in six, not two. It was six books.
Yeah, I bought the first one, and then when it came to buy the second one, I never did. So,
hey, you must not have liked it. You didn't know it was Tom Hanks, or else you would have been way more interested.
Yeah, if I would have saw the preview of the movie before the books.
Yeah,
came out.
And Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, that was nobody knew Michael Clark Duncan then. It was almost
he was
all
funny.
I knew is he might have been Harry and Harry and the Hendersons.
He was funnier than shit than Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Talladega Newts.
You think I could win one of these?
Oh my
I only
God.
Watched that for the first time not that long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I love how he never lets that guy win.
So who was the guy that shot himself? You got your shit all fucked up.
It was, some guy shot himself.
It was a rap mogul that started Volatile something records.
Yeah, where did I even get that from?
I don't know.
I have an app that is Dead Celeb.
Oh. Hey, there's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Well, while he's looking up that, I just wanted to mention something I forgot. When I saw Ricky Bobby Jordan this weekend, I got to see his sister, his older sister, who I haven't seen in like 20 years. And that was pretty awesome. Shout out to Janie. Hope you listen to the show. I doubt it. Not yet, but maybe sometime. But we got to catch up and do some laughing. It was good times.
Uh-huh.
I did a little bit of stand-up in their house just because she asked me to. And
yeah.
Boy, she was rolling on the floor. So it was a great... great ego boost for me, but she always thought I was funny anyway, so it didn't really matter. But yeah. So anyway, some guy shot himself.
All right. Well, here I got 44. Some corrections.
Okay.
Let's go back to Hal David, who did not write for LL Cool J, but he did. He was 91, had a stroke. He wrote the song with Burt Bacharach.
He wrote for Celine Dion.
Dionne Warwick, Willie Nelson, Julio Iglesias, Sarah Vaughan.
See, that makes more sense.
Don Gibson. Was Don, was he in Don Not Was? Was Not Was?
No.
That was Don Was,
Don
right?
Don Was.
And who was the other guy?
Was
Not Was.
Was.
Don Not Was?
Debbie Gibson. Don Knotts Was.
All right. And Chris Lighty was well-known hip-hop music. He started Violator Records.
Violator, yeah. And he just signed people with weird names.
And he was in the Nas, Ja Rule, Mobb Deep.
Those aren't even names. Misdemeanor Elliot.
Missy Elliot. LL Cool J, which you know what that stands for?
Leonard Lamar.
No, do you not know?
No.
Wow. I thought everybody knew it means his name is James. You know that, right?
No, I don't know
shit.
Well,
LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool James.
Whoa. That's way too long. I would have put an L and a J in there, too.
Yeah.
I heard that he knocked somebody out recently.
No, his mama did.
No, he did. This is real story.
Oh, his mama's telling him to do it, though. Yeah. She should take
and
the
ball. And that was his total defense. They're like, how could you just assault someone out like that? And he's like, mama said,
"Not
you." Know the you know the rest. So, yeah, rest
also,
in peace there.
Recently deceased Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. He got in a fight, I heard, with a zombie. Killed him.
Yeah.
There's a movie about it, too. Yeah. Speaking of zombies, that Alec Baldwin, he can't stay out of the news. He tweeted some shit. Did you hear about that?
Tweet is trouble.
Just yesterday, as a matter of fact, he was...
with trouble.
He was doing some Hank Williams Jr. bashing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's really... Is that weird now? Oh, is that your phone?
Yeah,
still got good. Okay, we're good. Sorry, I'm just really paranoid about our audio right now. But yeah, anyway, he is mad because Hank Williams Jr. was doing some Obama bashing.
Obama bashing.
He's like, he's a Muslim who hates cowboys, hates cowgirls, hates fishing, hates farming, but loves gays. That's what Hank Jr. said. So Alec Baldwin just tweeted that we all hate him. And they were like all they were cheered on. He got cheered on for
Hank Williams Jr. had got in trouble because he got kicked off of the Monday Night Theme for saying something funny.
Oh, he said they were asking him if they were going to watch the golf match with Obama.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't want to watch Obama play golf. Like, I don't want to watch Hitler and Stalin play golf. And they're like, are you comparing Obama to Hitler? And he's like, no. Well, no. Like, well, maybe now that you mention it. No, he didn't say that, but yeah. So they canned his ass.
Well, what does somebody, anybody else expect? Has he ever really came out and not with the Confederate flag or whatever, you know? I mean,
he's always been a South was going to do it again kind of guy. I'm surprised he hasn't ended up in a car wreck naked in a 98 Trans Am, telling the cops he's going to shoot them all.
If you're enjoying his music, who gives a crap, right?
Exactly.
I'm not enjoying
the NASCAR people love him, I'm sure.
Yeah, and there is I don't know. Did his dad ever stir shit up?
He didn't really live old enough to be shit stirry. He was I think he only lived to 29.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Drank himself, I think, to death. Don't quote me on that, but I think something weird like that happened.
But Hank Williams Jr. III. Wait.
Dude, he's awesome.
Hank Williams Jr. III. Would that be the sixth?
Not Jr., no.
Would that be the sixth guy or the fifth guy?
Well, if you were Hank Williams Jr. and then you had three kids. See, usually if you're a junior, it's weird how it works. I had a friend who was a third, John Brown III. He might be listening right now. Hey, John Brown III.
Yeah. But if you were Hank Williams III and you thought, screw my grandpappy, I want to take my daddy's name, which was a famous name, Hank Williams Jr., so what you could be is Hank Williams Jr. II.
But he's just Hank III.
Yeah, he is, huh?
Yeah, and some friends of mine met him.
What would happen if his dad now dropped and just became Hank Deuce?
Hank Jr.
Hank Deuce.
Hank. Well, see, there's a difference between Hank II. Like, say, here's how I understand it, and I think I'm correct. If you have a son, say I had a son named Hank Guile.
Uh-huh.
And then... Wait. If I had a son named Terry Guile, he would be Terry Guile Jr., not the second. But if my brother had a kid and named him Terry Allen Guile, he would be Terry Allen Guile the second.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then junior, so that's, and then it probably is way more deep, more mob deep than that, but I don't really know.
Mob deep.
There's a callback there to a rapper, Mob Deep.
You familiar with Mac Miller?
Mac and Chase.
Apparently there's a rapper. Obviously I'm working with these young kids, and so I'm getting all the new stuff. Apparently he's a big rapper out from Pittsburgh way, you know.
I don't know him.
And he asked if I knew any Mac Miller songs, and I'm like, sure. And I thought, well, I could probably nail this. So I'm like, we be Mackin? Is that one of the songs?
No, it was just a guess.
That was just a guess and I had, and I was right. And I'm like, Mackalicious. And
how about
that wasn't it. I'm
Big
like,
Mac Daddy?
Yeah, I went Big Mac. No. And I'm like, well, does he have any songs with Mac in it? And I thought, my favorite song by his is Mac Tonight.
How about Miller? He's milling. No, the only Mac I know is Mac Chase.
Yeah.
And speaking of Mac Chase, he did an awesome job last Thursday at the Granary.
Hey, great job.
Dude, he killed. He killed. Uh-huh. And he, like... refused applause breaks by continuing to talk because I don't think he was really ready for, you know, how when you kill and then you have to stop talking while everyone claps for you.
Uh-huh.
That's called an applause break in the industry, in case anybody out there listening who doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
He denied them by continuing to kill. So great job, Mac. And by the way, after the show at the Granary, if you haven't checked it out, it's in Eugene on 5th there. I hadn't been there. It was a great place. Great pizza. Small little intimate room. I had kind of a shitty set because I flubbed a bunch of my punchlines because I didn't smoke weed before I went on, which really sucked. But anyway, after the show, I went over to Chris Castle's house and hung out for a while. We kind of brainstormed and talked about some projects that we might want to work on. Mm-hmm. And he has a thing that he's been doing. It's a thing he posts on YouTube called Grilling with Mac and Chase. Well, it's not Mac and Chase. Anyway, so I'm hopefully going to be a guest on one of the next episodes of Grilling with Mac and Terry. And it's going to have something to do. I'm not even going to spoil. No spoils. Who's cheering?
That's everybody in the background.
That's our
cardboard audience
cutouts
today.
Cardboard cutouts.
I downloaded this little app, Sitcom Box.
So it's a laugh track? You guys quit laughing at me.
Don't be laughing at me.
So, yeah, if you're ever on YouTube, check out Straight Gay Movies. That's his channel there, Chris Castles.
Straight Gay Movies?
Yeah. Just type that in, all one word, Straight Gay Movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can see some grilling with Mac. There's some funny ones. I think the latest one is with our old buddy Bardo McCarty, who has recently moved away. Darn it, because he was a funny guy as well. So, yeah, that show at the Greeny was fun. So I guess we're done talking about Labor Day. Everybody had a good Labor Day weekend,
yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, did you
do some grilling?
I did some grilling. I marinated some pork chops and grilled them last night, and they were so juicy by the time I got done smoking them that I thought I was going to get poisoning.
What kind of
That's
pipe?
How juicy
what
they
kind
were.
Of pipe did you use?
It was actually my. I got this new pipe. It looks like a fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were smoking fish.
I was smoking fish and pork chops.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
To smoke fish out of a fish. It's just to smoke pork out of a fish.
Yeah. You know where there's this tiny little town in Oregon called Harrisburg. You know where that is?
Yeah, they had a big monster truck rally out there this last
week. Did you hear about what happened?
I heard that some people got injured.
Yeah. Didn't we have guns play over there?
No, Sick Man ended up playing, I think, instead.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew it was
and Carl didn't
one of
go
the
out,
affiliated
guess,
bands.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a four-wheeler went over the berm, I guess the drive line or whatever, went out and blam, ran over a few people.
That's
luckily,
what I heard.
They're okay.
Yeah. No life-threatening injuries, I heard.
I don't think so. That's but, what it yeah, said. They were totally.
They did have to take them to the hospital, though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, of course, you'd have to get them checked out, but
that's why. Have you ever been to a monster truck rally?
Not like that. I've watched like the monster car smashes, like where they'll run over cars and stuff like that, but not around in a circle with the berms and shit like that.
I went to one in Cottage Grove one time, and what I was worried about. Like not the whole time, but I was always wondering, are they going to crash over the thing? You know.
Yeah.
And just goes to prove my point. They can do that. And
that's
they,
part of the risk of being out there, I guess.
It's kind
of
like going to
sit close.
Yeah, like going to a rock concert and getting killed by the guy from Lamb of God. That's a chance that you take.
Or being killed by AIDS. Magic Johnson over 20 years now with the AIDS.
You think it's really what South Park says, that it's just he rubs money all over himself all the time?
I don't know. Well, somebody corrected me today that he has
HIV. Yeah, he doesn't have AIDS.
Yeah, but I mean, still, who else went 20 years with HIV? Liberace, did he go 20 years?
Did he have AIDS?
I thought that's why he died.
I don't know.
Liberace? How old was he when he died?
I don't know.
I was barely anything when he died, I think.
He was super gay.
Oh, he was flamboyantly gay, wasn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Like he had custom-made weird outfits.
See, speaking of Magic
Johnson,
he
wasn't like, I don't know.
And AIDS, do you know anybody personally that died from AIDS? Besides the guy from Rat? Because I know you guys used to hang out.
Yeah, we did.
I just found out this weekend when I saw Bobby's sister Janie for the first time in 20 years that a girl that I used to have a crush on when I was like 8, but she was like 17, which is, you know, she was nice to me because I probably had one leg or whatever. No, I was awesome. Anyway, I had a big crush on her, and I brought it up because she told a story about having a crush on my dad as a little girl. She's like, yeah, she recently died of AIDS.
Wow.
I was like, wow. I'm sorry because I gave it to her when I was 8.
Did you ever get any of that when you were 8?
No. It was just I heard she had AIDS, so I didn't do it.
Oh.
I was going to. It's like, I just want to let you know.
Hey, that brings up. You think you can, if somebody dies of AIDS.
Yeah.
Can you get AIDS from fucking them?
Oh, yeah.
Even when they're dead?
Oh.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. No, I think that the disease
cold
dies.
Cold snapper.
With
the that's what I'm talking about.
Cold red snapper. Actually, it turns blue. You ever heard of blue snapper?
Crab.
A red crab and a blue snapper. Yes, thank you. Oh, man. That's what I was wondering. You know how people, talking about dead people, which we have been a lot this episode. We should have played Grateful Dead before that. But do you know when people talk about having tattoos and they talk about cutting people's skin off and hanging it on as art? Like stretching it onto a board.
Like making hides out of skin, right?
Yeah, but then they put it in a frame and put it on their wall.
Yeah, I've seen some of that kind of stuff, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, that is. Do you graft something back onto the...
You don't have any tattoos, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. I have a For anybody who doesn't know me, I have a full sleeve on my right arm and about half of a quarter sleeve, or I don't know, two-thirds of a quarter. Anyway, the question was raised on something that I was reading about, do you think that having tattoos could hinder you in the future from getting jobs? Because there's a lot of kids that are teenagers that are getting of age to be 16 or 18 or however old you have to be, and they're getting tattoos because everybody's getting them. So do you think that, like, when they grow up and get through college, do you think that that's going to hinder them by having, say, a sleeve that's visible even when you're wearing a long sleeve shirt? Like,
I think that's always been a concern, though, for anybody getting a tattoo.
But don't you think that it is dwindled a bit because of the?
I think it's definitely more acceptable today. Yeah,
yeah.
And I still think there's some employers, you know, within their written code or whatever, corporate or whatnot. And especially, I would think, probably in a sales, you know, a corporate sales position, maybe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're younger and stuff like that, and you have, I guess, more looking at a future, and you don't know what career path you're going through to.
Right.
At that point, I mean, you know, I guess it'd be the same as almost getting your card. You'd have to kind of consider it and weigh your options. You know, I mean, if you're going to put something on your forehead, obviously you're going to think is... You know,
yeah.
I'm probably not going to be able to get a job where I'm talking to people.
Yeah. Or like a full face tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you're talking.
But like something that's arty and colorful and whatever. Yeah. I mean, even if it's not, or if it's skulls or whatever.
I mean, in a setting, you could always wear like a long sleeve, nice dress shirt.
And the thing that I was reading said, well, that there's so many people who are young that are getting ready to go to college and become the people who are. The people who are going to be hiring people in the future, that they think if the people who are doing the hiring has the tattoos, that they think that that might even be a plus. Whereas there's the conservative people who think, you know, if you come in there with a tattoo of something evil looking, they're going to think, oh, that's unprofessional or whatever. And
I think that would depend upon the boss.
I have a friend who recently, and I'm not sure if he knows 100% that this is why he was denied employment from Lowe's. My friend Jeff Ellis, who used to play in Infernus.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And,
local band?
Yeah. He has a tattoo of a pentagram upside down star in that little neck part where you would have a cigarette hole if you talk like this. And you,
yeah.
You know that little hole that's right there in your neck? And it just looks like someone cut him open with a knife and stitched it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the tattoo is. And so I didn't talk to him personally. I saw a Facebook post saying, fuck you, Lowe's. You know, you're so closed-minded. And he's got, like, obituary tattoos on his arm.
Yeah, but, I mean, you kind of... I don't know. I mean,
I said,
even though...
So I had to comment on it and say, you didn't think having a pentagram on your neck was going to hinder you from getting a job somewhere, sometime, someplace?
Exactly. You know, and I mean...
You have to know that.
That's something that you're probably... It should at least go through your head once that you know that that's probably going to happen just because, you know,
well, when I got
not
my,
everyone's
yeah.
that open-minded.
When I got my sleeve finished, I wondered about it, but I am not planning on getting a real job
sure.
anytime
yeah.
soon anyway because I got, you know, I got going yeah. on what I got going on. But
any job that you get,
does,
I would think, would be safe as far as
like the only time that I really wondered about it that it would make a difference is when I did that TV commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wore a long sleeve shirt, but it wasn't. I mean, it goes quite a bit down to my wrist, so you could still kind of see it. And when I watch the commercial now,
you
try
put
to
a watch
it.
Over it. Even,
yeah, but they
know?
Didn't say anything, and they saw it, so I don't think that would matter. You know, I'm just supposed to be a regular guy that fell down in a rental shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve, yo, everybody calls. I got a lot of people that call me Steve now.
All I know is if she smokes, she pokes.
Ooh, that used to be the same with cigarettes in school, too. You knew that if the girl smoked cigarettes, you could cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to,
right?
You
could probably make out with her. Yeah. Well, weed, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, if she smokes, she pokes.
I wonder if that's still true today.
I
a lot
know.
Of kids are smoking.
Let's
is that
take
true
a
with, like, she injects, she has sex?
Exactly. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I know. I'm thinking... you know, are they really that picky after they shoot up? You know,
if it was heroin, yeah, I think that's where anal sex and people who are heroin addicts who actually end up getting gay with each other, like Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton, all those guys. Oh, Kurt Cobain probably messed around. I heard stories that he was like bi-curious sometimes. And it's usually when they're fucking all fucked up on heroin and they can't really do anything about it. And they're like,
I was watching.
And then, like, they finally get tired of saying get out of there, so they just say, all right, whatever. Make sure you use lube.
I was watching a classic episode of The Office last night.
Oh, I love doing that every once in a while.
Where
I'm waiting for the new season.
Michael Scott finds out about Oscar being gay. And Creed's like, I got nothing against gay people. There was a lot of times in the 60s we were having sex in mud piles, you know.
I didn't know who I was with.
Yep. Somebody could have gotten in and out of there. You would have never noticed.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy. So I don't know what we were just talking about before that, but it made me think of taking a little poll on Facebook about whatever we're talking about. I can't remember what it was, but it doesn't matter. You were talking about gay people. We were talking about
what were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was going to be the poll. If you're a Facebook friend, let us know if you still think that's true. Maybe you're a younger friend who's single who tries to get some.
Yeah, I'd like to know if that's still true, because I'll walk by and seeing a girl smoking.
Yeah.
Not that I'm interested or whatever, but I'll be like, I bet she pokes.
Yeah.
She's like seven.
Yeah. Over Labor Day weekend, we got a few new likes on our Facebook page. So maybe these new like people will tell us if it's true. If she smokes, she pokes like Pierre. After we talked about Lucky Pierre. Yeah, well, now he likes us. After we mentioned him, name dropped him, and he sent a message that said "not so lucky," or something like that. So, and we also have Matthew Grudzinski. I can't say. When it comes to pronouncing words like that, I'm kind of like a Polak.
What's the word?
Grudzinski. I think his brother.
What's the first name?
It's Matthew. You know, Jenna posted a thing on your poll. I think the only person that took the poll about the Tagcast podcast.
No, there's been six.
She was the first one.
Yeah.
Isn't she a Grudzinski?
No, Grudziak, I do believe.
Oh, well, then this is a Grudzinski.
Yeah, and Matt, I do believe he is a musician in a doom band in like New England.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew.
What about Daniel? There's a few over there that I really like.
What about Daniel Guerrero? Do you know who he is?
I
like it when it's not anybody we know, because that means that you're liking us and we don't even know you.
I do believe I looked him up, but I'm forgetful.
You're not trying to be nice to us. You actually, or we pandered you for likes. That could be, but whichever works. So yeah, Labor Day weekend over and done with. Thank God the traffic was pretty horrendous over the weekend. Yep. Where we were coming back from on Sunday, I can't remember. We were coming back from Albany, and there was just crazy traffic backed up. Mm-hmm. It might have been Monday, actually, I think. And the whole northbound lane of the freeway was backed up for, like, as far as you could see. So I was glad we had taken the back roads.
Could you see
home
for miles and miles?
I couldn't. I couldn't see shit.
I have a poll for you.
All right.
I have some
questions. That sounds gross.
I got...
that's what we're talking about, heroin and anal sex.
Oh, that's what it was.
Call back. Hi-oh, I got a poll for you.
If she injects, she has sex, for all you guys out there.
Okay, show me your poll.
Well, this is a poll I've posted. I do some kind of creative polls.
Speaking of Grudzinski, you got a poll. It's a Polish name.
Yeah, and on the site Quiblo.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll post a link to this to anybody that wants to take this, but this is the best Iron Maiden album, but it's separated into four eras. And so I thought I'd take you through and see what your responses would be to these questions.
All right, I'm down for a Maiden poll.
All right, and so let's go. I can't really look at the results so far. But Iron Maiden 1980 to 83. Can
What's
you name the,
the
four albums that would be?
I can in reverse order, I believe.
Oh, I'm not looking for order.
Peace of Mind.
Yes.
To 84 or 83?
83.
Peace of Mind was 83. I'm going to say that there was Killers
mm-hmm.
in 80. And there was Made in Japan.
No, these are without live albums. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The studio albums. There was four albums.
Okay, Number of the Beast, Peace of Mind, Killers, and... what is that other one?
First one.
Just Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
That, I thought that was in the 70s. I thought that was 79. Okay.
It might have been. So no, this is the earliest category.
Okay, so Iron Maiden, right. Killers, Number of the Beast, Peace of Mind.
Which one? Yeah, which one do you feel is the best representation of that era?
Man, that's tough because the first two are Paul Di'Anno, and that was quite a bit different than when Bruce Dickinson stepped in. But when Bruce Dickinson stepped in, it kind of made Iron Maiden what it is today and what they became. So I would have to say probably Number of the Beast, very seminal. But I loved Peace of Mind. I don't know exactly if the question was what was my favorite, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was my favorite?
Yeah.
It's a tough call. I think I like Peace of Mind better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just because less radio.
But Number of the Beast, what was your argument for, what was your poll there that it was?
My poll there was that it kind of represented what Iron Maiden's sound was overall because Paul Di'Anno had a little bit in the, and I love that stuff too, but it just seems so different to me.
Yeah.
I mean, their vocal styles are different.
All right, next category, 84 to 90. There is another four albums right here. Can you name them?
I can name two or three. Power Slave.
Yes.
One with Wasted Years, Somewhere in Time.
Yes.
Seventh Son of a Seventh Son.
Yes.
And this is the one I'm not going to be able to remember because I was losing Maiden at that point, but I'm going to... can you give me one hint?
Five words.
Ooh, No Prayer for the Dying.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That's
all
I needed was a little prod.
There's your four albums in the 84 to 90 era. And you got a favorite amongst those?
I'm going to say Power Slave because I loved Power Slave. And Somewhere in Time right after that is when they started introducing a little guitar synth.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a Robot Eddie. They were staying with the times. It was late 80s.
Yeah.
And I kind of lost them on that album with The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner.
Mm-hmm.
That song didn't... They had a song about Alexander the Great. Which, you know, they're always known for writing epic songs about that stuff. But I think I was getting more into death metal and thrash and stuff, and I was just losing Maiden. But I'd have to say Power Slave. Great album.
All right. And this is after turning. That went up to 90. And this is, they didn't do anything in 91. In 92, which is kind of a turning point of music with the Nirvana and the Black Album and the Guns N' Roses big blow up.
Right.
You got four albums between 92 and 2000.
Wow. The only one I know is The Final Frontier, which just came out.
No, that's not in this group.
I know, and that's why I said the only one
all
after.
All right, let's go.
If you tell me them, I might.
Would you try it out for this one?
American Idol? Or no, The X Factor.
Yes, that was one.
That's an album?
Yeah.
Wow.
And after that, after the X Factor, would be Virtual 11, XI.
Okay.
Brave New World was probably one of the
I recognize
better known ones.
That, yeah.
Or Fear of the Dark. Remember when they tried to go all CD-ROM, right?
With kinda. That one? Kinda. I like I said, I had lost them at that point. And I was,
so you don't know any of these albums?
Not really. I was listening to older stuff at the time. I probably might know a song or two off of them that I might have heard on a metal radio show, but... Sorry if I alienate myself from any Maiden fans,
fine,
but
that's fine.
At that whole point, I was still listening to the old stuff, which is
so
good.
You couldn't even name a favorite on this one, which is fine.
I don't think
so.
On X Factor, no, I don't know any of these songs.
And then we got 2003 to 2010, featuring Dance of Death, A Matter of Life and Death, and The Final Frontier, which you're probably not.
I just know about that because they had the big tour, and they were thinking about, people were talking about maybe it was going to be their last tour because it was called The Final Frontier.
Yeah, and it was so Star Trek.
Right.
I don't. Was that The Final Frontier is a Star Trek thing,
But is that what it's about?
I don't.
No, I didn't listen.
How could you name it that at this day and age and not have a...
Steve Harris wrote about all kinds of weird stuff, so...
That's fun, yeah, but, you know, you got to realize that it's going to have some association with Star Wars.
You'd think, but...
I mean, Star Trek, I just lost about 50,000 fans.
No, you get that every once in a while, and that's why I know that you would love that album, because you got the Star Trek door over there whenever it comes in. It's like, Oh, I forgot to plug it in. Damn it. We'll save that for later. Okay, what's the final step of the quiz?
The final step, well, you've only picked two of the greatest. Peace of Mind versus Power Slave. It's a battle of the P versus P. Power Slave, Peace
of Mind. I'm going to have to say Peace of Mind because I just love that album.
All right.
It's got Trooper, Where Eagles Dare, Flight of Icarus, Genghis Khan. Classic shit.
So I'm going to ask you...
But the Final Frontier would probably be the best one. Sorry, I just had to bring
that up. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions regarding this. All right, what's the better era? The 80 to 83 with those four albums or the 84 to 90 with those four albums?
I'd say 80 to 83.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let me lump these together. I'll give you Iron Maiden and Peace of Mind versus Killers and Number of the Beast.
The first choice.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Thank you.
That's all I got.
All right. That was a good Maiden quiz.
Thanks. And
sorry that there was not too much to the last half because I kind of lost Mac.
Anybody that wants to take that quiz, though, can follow the link on our website.
All right.
And take it. We got 23 results so far. You can check out the results on there.
Calling out to Hans Jochensen. Go take the Maiden quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he likes early Maiden stuff. And speaking of Hans, we better get to what's in Hans' CD player before
Let's
we
see.
Forget about that.
Hans' CD player.
So for Hump Day today, Hans is listening to...
Humpty Hump.
Asfix.
Asfix.
And that's not ASS-FIX. It's ASPHYX.
Yeah, yeah.
Asfix. That's an album called Last One on Earth, which I think
nice
is a newer one because we used to listen to Asfix back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had a new album out because I don't recognize that title. But Hans, you're wishing that it was...
Shit your pants or what?
You're wishing it was a live show so you could call in and tell us when that album came out because we're talking shit and we don't know what we're talking about. But,
yeah. Well, why don't we just call him during that segment?
We might sometime.
And then...
We'll surprise him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd answer his phone.
Yeah. Then. Hey, what's on your turntable?
Oh. You know, I thought I forgot, but then I did remember and I actually wrote it in my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was, because of the concert that I went to, I was listening to Frank Zappa.
Nice.
Shut Up and Play Your Guitar.
All right, I will.
Three record set, compliments of Tim Wilkinson.
Nice. Which record were you listening to?
I listened to all three of them, actually, but on my turntable right now is the third one because I don't think I took it off there. And
nice.
You know, some people give me crap for leaving my records on there, but it's got a dust cover, so they're safe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They're like, you should always take your records off and put them away and store them in a nice place or whatever.
Maybe if you got it in direct sunlight or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, and I got some stuff in my junk drawer.
What do you got in Dustin Gatch's junk drawer?
An old pack of Virginia Slim 100s.
Wow, did you used to smoke those?
No, they were a sample pack.
Oh.
It actually was in my mother's junk drawer, but I had a fond memory as being one of my first cigarettes, so
wow.
I still have them.
That's pretty nice. So while we're on all these little... segments that we have, we might as well get to celebrity birthdays. We forgot about that so far.
All right, yeah.
Steve Cook from the Sex Pistols.
Steve Cook from the Sex Pistols. He's got his own radio show, doesn't he?
I think so. He was born in 1955. Happy birthday, Steve.
Yes.
That and
would make him 57.
Wait, no, I take that back. Take that back. That was on Monday, and we forgot about celebrity birthdays on Monday. So happy belated birthday to Steve Cook.
Hey, congratulations to anyone who is 56 this year. They were born in 1956.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I really got to piss.
All right.
Man, I feel better now. I had to piss. We don't usually take breaks, but that was a little piss break.
Woo, piss break.
One
you
time,
know,
we talked about my friend's kid who shit on the floor while he was playing video games. One time I pissed myself in the store when I was playing video games because I didn't want to lose my quarter.
Yeah. You know, Jethro Tull, they
Anderson?
Had a song called P-Brock or something like that.
P-Brock?
That meant P-Break in another language. I think it might have been French. And what it actually was it was a fluteless instrumental.
Wow.
That was just Ian Anderson's pee break.
Wow.
And it would just, you know.
That's cool, and you could always take it.
Yeah, and then, you know.
I've never had to take a pee break in the last 40-some episodes ever, and that just got to me. So now that I'm done peeing, thanks for sticking with us. We were doing celebrity birthdays. We were doing celebrity belated birthdays because I forgot on Monday to do it. It was Charlie Sheen's birthday on Monday, too. So,
hey, winning!
He's winning lots of birthday presents. Today's birthdays, though, we're going to get to him now. Buddy Miles, you know who that is?
Yeah, he's a famous drummer.
Yeah, he jammed with Hendrix. And
he's the big, like, you don't mess with Buddy Miles. He's the drummer of drummers guy.
Yeah, and he played on Hendrix's albums, a couple of them after he got rid of the original experience. Uh-huh. And then also a filmmaker and video director, Liam Lynch.
Oh, son of David.
Tenacious D.
Yeah, and he did some Weezer videos too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did the whole Tenacious D, all their HBO and the whatever that video collection.
I don't know if you know this. I don't know because... Well, you probably watched them since, but you know that's Paul F. Tompkins in those, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that before I actually got so much into him, but you can tell his teeth give it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so happy birthday to Liam Lynch and Buddy Miles.
Happy unbirthday to Paul F. Tompkins, who I once tweeted, and he tweeted back.
Well, that's so funny. Because his birthday's coming up, but I'm not going to tell you when it is, because it's going to be in a week or two.
That was back when I quit smoking on... He told me how to quit smoking. This was two times ago that I quit.
Wow. Did it work?
Yeah.
Huh.
I bought the book that he suggested that he said helped him quit. And then I tweeted him and I said, hey, you were the one that inspired me to go and get this book and it actually worked, even though I was skeptical of it. And he said, enjoy your new life.
Wow.
That's what he said back to me.
That's pretty sweet.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. I just wanted to give him props.
Props
back
to Paul
in those
F.
days, because, hey, people's people. They enjoy that shit, you know?
And check out the Pod F Tomcast.
Yeah, man. That's
Tompcast.
Dude, what else? I would like to pimp out, have you ever listened to the Harland Highway?
No. That's Harlan Williams?
Yeah.
I think I might have heard one episode.
Yeah. It's pretty far out there.
Right on.
What else do... Back in the day. Yeah, that's a couple good ones for you right there.
Yeah. And I think this just kind of came to me. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning of the program. So I think we forgot to mention Complete Ag Resolutions and the Dixie Creek Saloon. Our generous
Ag Resolutions
sponsors. Thanks for your support, you guys. And Dixie Creek Saloon is down there in Tangent, about 5 miles south of Albany. 32994 Highway 99E. It's on the west side of the highway, so go check it out. They got live music. They got karaoke on Thursdays, ladies' night on Fridays.
Yeah.
Breakfast every day at 7.
What do they got on? Did we talk about old Bill?
Wednesday night blues jam. No, Rich Clyburn.
Bill. Yeah, I always say Wild
Bill.
Wild Card Bill.
Well, there's
that,
a Wild
I've never
Bill.
Said that until
I think there's
just
a
then.
Wild Bill something, but Rich Clyburn does a blues jam
That's
down there when he can, and he used to be in a band called Smith, which had a big hit with Baby
Is
It's You.
Is it Clyburn or Clyburn?
Clyburn with a U. Could be Clyburn.
Isn't there Clyburn? He's a chiropractor over there in Lebanon.
Huh. Clyburn. Now, this is a Clyburn.
Yeah, but anyway, go down and check out his blues jam.
Yeah, he's not there every Wednesday, but it's his blues jam, and he's there when he can be, and he'll be jamming with Steve Carlisle and Jake Payne. Yeah, that's his band, pretty much, the Bone Jars, minus Terry.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a 1 degree of separation from the band Smith.
That's insane.
Hey, I got a message from Jared. He said, sorry I've been missing your calls, but I've been working late. He said that his baby's mama just bought the Monroe Tavern, and they wanted Bleach to play the grand opening. So I'm going to call him and pretend like we're going to talk to him about something, but we're just going to do what we decided the first call and see if we're going to, if he's still working.
Now it's time for
Where's Jared? Where's Jared Johnson? He's been working late. He's been working late.
Don't be working late. Yeah.
And his phone never even gives us an option to leave a callback number.
Dude, he's ancient.
I think I'm going to say that to him in my best Verizon voice.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Jared Johnson? You answered your phone, actually?
I did.
Hey, you, guess what? You're on the Tagcast podcast right now.
Hey.
You're kidding me.
Nope, you're on the internet. Say hi, Dustin.
Hi.
Am I on one internet or all of them?
You're on every one of them. So we just wanted to call. We just wanted to call and see how you're doing.
I'm doing good right now. I'm naked, drinking a beer.
That's fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. All right. And that was Jared, naked and drinking a beer.
You totally know that he wasn't expecting me to hang up on him. Right now, so yeah. We'll hope Jared will call us back.
No wonder no one answers our calls.
Well, he said he was naked and drinking a beer, so I couldn't.
I Bam. Wow.
That was awesome.
I'm kind of glowing after that segment somebody picked up.
My face is glowing, and I feel so bad.
Second person to pick up, and we're on a roll. This is 2 weeks in a row, right?
He already overstepped his boundaries. I said, how are you doing? And he goes, I'm doing good. I'm just standing here naked with a beer. I didn't ask him if he was what he was doing.
Yeah.
So that's why I followed through with the thanks for being on the show.
This is a family-friendly
and click
X-rated podcast.
Har. Sorry if you guys got a visual on that. Jared Johnson, anyone that knows him knows he has a huge uncircumcised penis.
Well, they've probably
seen
that visual if they know him.
Yeah, he has a huge uncircumcised penis.
Speaking of that, did you see that? Did you see that teenager now, the two-headed girl? Or maybe we've seen her in the past.
I saw something.
She is a teenager.
I just saw some people making fun of her.
Oh, really?
I think it was on The Burn.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... I don't know.
How do you... I guess at that point, the alternative is only one, right? I mean, you can't, separate them and...
Well, they did say that one of her heads works the right side of the body and the other head worked the left side of the body. So they kind of have to work together, which is tough. So I wonder if that works. You know, the vagina's pretty much split right down the middle. I wonder where the equator is and if they both have control or if it's like one lip apiece.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because some women have some creative control over their vaginas.
And even on the legs, too, you know.
Shit.
Man.
So, yeah, she, spread them, and then, one leg goes over. And then she kind of has to nudge her other head and say, hey, move your leg over.
Then you would really have to give equal attention to both breasts.
And would that count as a three-way?
Two and a half.
Dose 0.5-way. Okay.
I don't know. That would be really weird.
Yeah, I think that's a great note to end on. We started out talking about fucking dead people, and we ended up talking about having a 2.5-way. So that's a great bookend for the Hump Day episode. We thank you guys for listening.
Hump Day, yes.
And if you guys can get out there and do some humping, we'd appreciate it. But there's one thing I would appreciate also if you do. Don't hump dead people and don't hump any Siamese twins.
No more humping in the field back there behind the store.
What?
They know what I'm talking about.
Who?
Those people that are fucking up behind the store in the field.
Which store?
The local store.
Okay, all you Albany Field store fuckers.
Those guys. No, I'm talking about all over. It's going on. It's an epidemic all over the U.S.
Kind of like Homo Hangout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like rest areas are known for...
No. Oh, I saw a sticker the other day. It showed a lizard with a wig on it and a cigarette smoking. And it had the sign through there. And it was on a truck. It was a no lot lizards.
Hey, all you Tagcast podcast listeners out there, you're looking for some live entertainment? Well, here's where you listen. I'm going to tell you what to go do. This weekend, Friday, September 7th, there's a comedy show at the Baghdad Theater with Tristan Spillman and friends. One of his friends is me. So come up and watch me do some jokes up in Portland. It starts at 10 o'clock. That's on the corner of 37th and Hawthorne. 21 and over, $5 at the door. They got good pizza and beer. You can eat, drink, and be merry. Let's see, that same night, if you can't make it to Portland, hey, cruise down to Eugene to the Wow Hall. They got tribute night with Sick Man. It was Alice in Chains tribute band. Bloodlust, which is a Venom tribute band. Thieves, which is a Ministry tribute band. And non-tribute band Elohim. That's $5. The door starts at 8:30. By the way, Elohim is kind of blackened death metal. That's also Friday, September 7th. The next night, go on down to the Dixie Creek Saloon, our generous sponsors. They're having a live rock show there with Black Hair, Glad Hander. Also, Awake, down from Portland, and Sons of Confusion starts at 8:30. It's 21 and over, and it's a free show, as always, at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Sunday, the next night, September 9th, more comedy with me at the Down and Dirty Showcase at the Ash Street Saloon up there in Portland, which is on 2nd. I think it's 225 2nd Avenue. Patrick Perkins set that show up. We're going to have Lonnie Brune and a whole slew of other great comics. That starts at 5 o'clock. No, wait. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's $5. Sorry, 21 and over. I think they're going to have an open mic afterwards, too, so if you want to come down and check that out, you should do so. talking about comedy, September 11th, big guy in comedy, Ralphie May. Literally, he's big, but he's getting pretty popular.
Ralphie!
I watched his show the other night. It was pretty awesome. But he's going to be at the McDonald Theater September 11th.
Norm McDonald Theater?
Yeah, the McDonald's. September 15th, a live podcast and comedy show at the Dixie Creek Saloon with the Tagcast podcast and Chris Castles, Andy Bradwin, Mac Chase, Jesse Priest, and your gracious host, Dustin Gatch. That's 9:30 p.m., 21 and over, another free show. Bring money for tips, though, because we're starving comedians. September 20th, our buddies in 30-pound test snagged a kick-ass gig at the Roselands Theater opening for Serge Tankian, which is the singer from System of a Down. So go check that out. They've got the tickets for you. Hit up Zach or Jason Rowe on Facebook or Blake Hansel or Lyndon Wood. Hit them up. You can save like $7 or $8 off the Safeway price. So do that. And then the homecoming show for Yob and Norska is September 23rd. I believe that's a Sunday night at the Oak Street Speakeasy. Dirt Clod Fight will open that show September 23rd. At the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. We got Sickness in September, a three-day metal festival at the Red Room in Portland. That's out on 82nd. It's September 21st through the 23rd. Drossera, the newly reformed Drossera, will be making their debut there as an instrumental band. Still looking for a singer. Come out. Spawn's going to play. Dead in a Ditch is going to play. Second night has Truculence and Otis from... Otis is from Reno, I think, or... Vegas, somewhere down there. Hyborian Rage will be playing on Sunday. Check it out. It's 21 and over. It starts at 3:30 on Friday and 2 on Saturday and Sunday. It's $10 per day or $20 for 3 days. So much metal, you probably won't be able to handle it, but check it out, the Red Room in Portland. And this is a ways down the line, but I don't want to miss it. You shouldn't either. November 11th, 11-11. 11-11-12, Napalm Death, finally coming for the Utilitarian tour. So that's all the shows I got for you right now. We will update this every week, and we hope you guys can go out and check out some local music and comedy. Peace out, ninjas. Ninjas.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Tagcastpodcast.com.